Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Rashad Bateman met with the media as the Ravens count down to Sunday's meeting with the Texans.
I know ideally the team isn't where it wants to be right now, but what kind of is the mindset of the balance of knowing it's week by week, this is not the start you wanted, and there's some injury adversity ahead for you?
I just think we got to lock in and, you know, man up and accept, you know, the cards that, you know what I'm saying, that we got right now, and, you know, find ways to be better, you know what I'm saying, all across the board. So hopefully we can do that, we can get back on track.
Mark was telling us outside that for a backup quarterback, if he has to go with one, it's about open communication and being a quarterback's best friend. What's your mindset of when you work with someone who's not someone like Lamar?
I would definitely agree with Mark. You know, we don't get a lot of reps in with Coop, so being able to, you know, be communicative on what we want and what he wants to get the job done. And, you know, Cooper's done an amazing job since he's been here, so we got all trust that he, you know what I'm saying, get the job done.
You know, obviously it's kind of up in the air with Lamar. How big of a challenge would it be for the offense if Lamar is unable to play on Sunday?
I mean, it's a challenge every day, you know what I'm saying, we go out there with Lamar, you know what I'm saying, without Lamar. We win with Lamar, we lose with Lamar. We can win and lose with anybody. So at the end of the day, it doesn't change the fact that from top down, we got to change the way we do things and how we approach things, you know what I'm saying, to get the end result that we want.
When you look back at the Kansas City game, just kind of what didn't work for you guys offensively?
Nothing worked for us, to be honest, from my perspective. We just got to do a better job. We had a good first drive, but after that, we couldn't really, you know what I'm saying, get a drive sustained and, you know, be able to put points on the board. So we just can't play like that if we want to win the Super Bowl.
I guess just kind of what's the mindset now going into this week, knowing kind of nothing worked, now this game being as important as it is against an AFC opponent?
I mean, obviously everybody's in a mood right now. So, I mean, the mindset is find a way to get this win, you know what I'm saying, no matter how we get it done. I think we got it in this week with a W.
A number of guys have talked about kind of the resilience of this team and the mindset of a bunch of fighters. How would you describe the resilience in this locker room?
I would say the resilience is good. I just think that we still need to continue to come together, bond, whatever that looks like. But I think we need to be resilient Sunday, for sure.
Is this a game where the playmakers, you know, look at each other and say, hey, we still have a lot of dogs, a lot of guys who can make plays on this offense, and we can kind of overcome the loss of the
Yeah, I mean, we got a lot of dogs. I mean, we got a lot of people who can make plays. I think we just got to, you know, be in a position to make plays. And on our end as players, we got to, you know, execute those plays. So the Ravens always got the guys. We always got the guys to get the job done no matter who's playing. So it's all about execution and being on the same page.
Is this surprising or confusing at all when you do come off, take out the injuries, but when you come off a performance like Kansas City, when you know what this offense is capable of doing, and then what happens?
Very confusing. Very confusing. For me, I would say. Probably a lot of us, but I would say very confusing.
Do things stick out immediately of what did happen and what needs to happen, or is it still kind of a head-scratcher?
We know what needs to happen. It's only a matter of, are we going to do what needs to happen? So, hopefully we get those things fixed and we start winning some games.
Thanks, Rashad.
Thank you so much.